Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching episode 146, and we're in Psalm 122 and verse 8. It reads, "For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you." He's not so much praying for the peace of his family and his friends as the peace of Jerusalem. But of course, not Jerusalem just as a city as such, but Jerusalem for what Jerusalem represents. The holy city where God had his throne, where his presence was made manifest in some senses to his people and the world. And what does the psalmist hope for and pray for? That city would be a city at peace. There's nothing like it when a family is at peace. Perhaps even a workplace, perhaps even a country at peace with one another. Not at peace because there are no enemies outside its borders, but at peace with one another. And it seems to me that's the kind of peace he's praying for, because when he gets there on his pilgrimage, he's been through a turbulent time. He's coming from a difficult place, and he doesn't want to arrive at somewhere that, well, walk through the gates of Jerusalem and then there's no peace. This was something that bothered Jesus so much that on his visits to Jerusalem, both at the Passover time and other times when he went there, what did he find? He found people who claimed to be worshipping God and yet were more interested in money, more interested in prestige, more interested in being recognized and revered. He saw people more interested in collecting taxes and religious formalities than people were meant to be concerned about being at peace with one another and at peace with God. Indeed, because people were not at peace with God, they were therefore, of course, not at peace with one another. So the psalmist is desperate that when he gets there, he wants to find God's people, God's city at peace. And that's really important for us right now. I've been very impressed through this COVID-19 virus challenge in dealing with arranging church services online and all the changes we've had to make with that, how flexible the members of the churches have been and how willing to be flexible and how much people haven't been moaning. Sometimes the technology hasn't worked. Sometimes we've made mistakes in the way that we've done things in our new online church services. I've not heard barely a word of moaning or complaint. We understand we've got to get on with this together. I think that spirit is the right spirit. This is the kind of spirit we want to promote and we want to pray for, that if, as long as we can be at peace, the world might be confused, and maybe we are a bit, and our friends and family might still be perhaps not at peace with each other. And yet, as the people of God, we must prioritize peace within us. Not that we're superior to anybody else. Not to say, look at us, we're at peace and you're not, and you rotten people. That's not the point. But whoever you're connected with right now, with people of faith, can you promote peace? Can you pray for peace within your household, within your family? Can you pray for peace within your little local group, your family group, your house church, your local church group? Can you pray for peace and promote peace and be a peacemaker, as it talks about in the Beatitudes in chapter 5, verse 9 of Matthew? Being a person that prays for people, promotes peace, and is a child of God, as it says in Matthew 5. Honoring God, making sure we care about others more than ourselves, being gentle with one another, and helping each other to be right with God, to do right by God. The psalmist is really insistent on this peace point, isn't he? In verse 6, peace of Jerusalem. Verse 7, peace within your walls, security in your citadels, peace be within you. Verse 8, let's be people of peace, who promote peace, who love peace. Peace with God and peace with one another. What could you do today as you pray in your time of quiet today? What could you do from that to promote peace amongst the people of God? Because that will bring him glory and it will bring everybody around us great joy. Hope these thoughts are helpful. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.